This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile Thursday, prompting evacuation warnings in Japan. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
Emergency alerts sounded on Japan's northern island of Hokkaido following a North Korean missile launch. Japanese officials later said the missile fell into the sea between Korea and Japan. But Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno said North Korea's launches are a serious security issue for Japanese citizens. This is North Korea's third ICBM launch this year. North Korea is upset about joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises, although it often uses those drills as a pretext to conduct major weapons tests. More provocations are expected in the coming weeks. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
A U.S. federal appeals court is preserving access to an abortion drug, but under tighter rules. AP correspondent Donna Water has that story.
Mifepristone was approved for use by the Food and Drug Administration more than 20 years ago, and it's used in combination with a second drug to terminate pregnancies. But a Texas judge ruled recently to completely block the FDA's approval of the drug following a lawsuit by the Alliance Defending Freedom, which was also involved in the Mississippi case that led to Roe v. Wade being overturned. Just before midnight Wednesday, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled the drug could be dispensed, but only to the 7th week of pregnancy instead of 10, and not through the mail. The decision could still be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Donna Water.
You can find more of this story on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of the western state of California is asking to be replaced on a key committee amid growing calls for her to resign. Here's AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is asking to be temporarily replaced on the Judiciary Committee while she recovers from a case of shingles. Her announcement came shortly after two House Democrats called on her to resign because of her extended absence from Washington. The long-serving California Democrat says complications have delayed her recovery and she has provided no date for her return. At 89, Feinstein is the oldest member of Congress. Feinstein's decision to seek a committee stand-in during her recovery comes amid increasing anxiety within her party that her lengthy absence has damaged Democratic efforts to confirm President Joe Biden's nominees for federal courts in a narrowly divided chamber. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Sudanese army said on Thursday that a paramilitary force headed by General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo had mobilized troops in the capital Khartoum and other cities, a move that raises the prospect of confrontation with the armed forces. The army said in a statement that movements by the Rapid Support Forces represented a clear violation of law. Dagalo climbed Sudan's political ladder by serving under former authoritarian leader Omar al-Bashir, who was ousted in a coup in 2019. He is now deputy leader of Sudan's ruling council, which took power in another coup in late 2021. However, he has recently found common ground with a civilian political alliance. The RSF is a powerful former militia that has been accused of widespread human rights abuses, especially during the conflict in Sudan's Darfur region. The split between the military and the RSF have led to a delay to the signing of an internationally backed agreement between Sudan's political parties for a two-year civilian-led transition to elections. Switzerland's parliament rejected a $121 billion rescue package for the country's troubled Credit Suisse Bank on Wednesday, Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The vote was largely symbolic, though, as the government's commitment to financial guarantees cannot be overturned. Authorities used an emergency law to largely bypass the legislative body last month to rescue the lender. The move angered politicians and saw widespread criticism in Switzerland. Lawmakers were recalled to the country's capital Bern this week for the rare extraordinary session to discuss Credit Suisse's rescue. The lender was taken over by rival UBS for just over $3 billion last month. It was also backed up by $277 billion in guarantees and support.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.